You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced $6.3 million for 9 projects to help protect 2,764 acres of at-risk farmland in the Capital Region, including $2.3 million to the Columbia Land Conservancy in Columbia County. Cuomo announced the Farmland Protection Implementation Grant Program at the Capital Region Sustainability Conference November 29th in Schenectady. Quote, "The continued strength of New York's agricultural industry is essential to our economy," Governor Cuomo said. Quote, "This funding will support the next generation of Capital Region farmers, preserve our natural resources, and continue to strengthen the industry for generations to come," end quote. Jimmy Vielken at Politico New York reports that, quote, "the four men in a room," end quote, met Sunday to decide the course of New York's next legislative session. But press representatives for Governor Andrew Cuomo, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, and Jeff Klein, head of the Senate's Independent Democratic Conference, declined to comment on the meeting or even say where it took place. So the governor's recent comments about wanting open, transparent ethics reform is only the hint of what's to come from the next legislative session. Democratic state legislators are meeting the first week of December to make plans, and Republicans follow the next week. Read the full story at Politico New York. The Albany Times-Union reports that Metro North has made little progress implementing GPS-based positive train control in the quarter ending September 30th, according to the Federal Railroad Administration. Metro North trained more employees on the system, which is designated to automatically stop a train before certain accidents occur, but did not install it on any tracks. Recent train accidents in New York and nearby have put more attention on the slow installation of the safety measure. And federal investigators have said the lack of the system was a contributing factor in at least 25 crashes over the last 20 years. Metro North is supposed to install the system by 2018. Quote, "Metro North and Long Island Railroad have aggressively and diligently moved forward to fully implement PTC on both railroads before the congressionally mandated deadline," end quote, said Tom Prendergast, the chairman of New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Nina Schutzman reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that a new report from United Way of New York says nearly 40% of Dutchess County families and 45% of Ulster County families struggle to make ends meet. April Messina, for instance, who recently moved from Poughkeepsie to Ulster County, says her family of four makes just too much to qualify for food stamps, but not enough to live comfortably. Quote, "There are so many people like me," said Messina. Quote, "When I see the poverty statistics, I don't really believe it. I feel like I struggle more," end quote, "than people who make less money but qualify for more public assistance." While the unemployment rate is very low in the Hudson Valley currently, the United Way also rated Dutchess and surrounding counties as poor for housing affordability. Quote, "We wanted to put a face on the people who are working, but their wages don't allow them to meet their basic needs," end quote, said Reg Foster, United Way of New York state president and CEO. Quote, "We don't have ready-made solutions, but this isn't the end for us," end quote. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.